This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired his national security advisor, John Bolton. Trump tweeted on Tuesday that Bolton had been informed his services are no longer needed at the White House. Trump said he had asked Bolton for his resignation. Bolton tweeted back he'd actually offered his resignation on Monday night. He said the president suggested at that time that they discuss it further on Tuesday. Bolton had reportedly been opposed to plans to invite Taliban members and the Afghan president to the Camp David presidential retreat for talks on a peace deal. Trump later decided to cancel that meeting. There have also been indications that Bolton, a hardliner on security issues, differed with the president on the approaches to Iran and to North Korea. Meanwhile, North Korea has offered to resume stalled nuclear talks with the United States. It has also conducted yet another weapons test. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Hours after offering to sit face-to-face with U.S. officials, North Korea launched its 10th round of weapons since May. South Korea's military says the two projectiles traveled 330 kilometers. The tests appear designed to increase leverage ahead of nuclear talks, if those talks ever take place. Even if talks did occur, Seoul-based political analyst June Park says it's not clear either side has softened their stance.
What will come out of the meeting is still under question because Choi Soon-hee has been noted as saying she expects to see a different kind of calculation method. And I'm not quite sure whether the U.S. is ready to present something like that.
Talks have been stalled since a second summit in February between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
President Trump says he's discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status in the United States. That's short-term permission to reside there. This is VOA News. As negotiations between the U.S. and Taliban collapsed,